Now, the political row over a conflict resolution centre at the Mace prison site is heating up. The UUP have teamed up with the TUV and UKIP MLA, David McNary, to launch a petition against the centre's plans. They claim it's time for the DUP and Sinn Féin to start listening to the innocent victims of terrorism. But the DUP has accused those behind the petition of hypocrisy and manipulating fears. The Ulster Unionist Party leader, Mike Nesbitt, is with us this morning. Morning to you, Mike.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And the DUP Minister, Edmund Poots, with us. Good morning to you, Minister.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Mike Nesbitt, what are you saying here?
Well, I'd like welcome the opportunity, Stephen, to say what we are for and what we're against. And let me say, first of all, we are for the development of the Mays site. The RUAS are taking the Balmoral show there. It's going to bring employment. It's going to bring focus to a very important regional site. In principle, we are for a peace centre, although I think we still need to complete a debate and find an agreement on its purpose and its functions. The only thing we're against is building the peace centre at the Mays. And the reason we're against it is because it's a very toxic and divisive site, not least among victims, because not all victims will see it the same way. But I've listened carefully to the debate, not least on your own programme last week, since planning permission was confirmed, and it is clear that the focus is now on prisoners rather than on victims. And what they're planning at the Mays seems to be about telling the story of the prison rather than the story of the Troubles. Now, if you want to tell the story of the prison, that's fine, but that is a very different thing from telling the story of the Troubles. And finally, we do have an alternative. We're not just saying no to the site of the Mays. We're saying there is an alternative. In my view, the best place would be Crumlin Road, where you have a prison, you have a courthouse, and you have a tunnel connecting the two.
So in 2005, when the senior UUP figure, David Campbell, backed this site at the Mays, was he wrong?
No, because he was chairing a panel who came up with a package, and at the centre of the package was the National Sports Stadium. And when it fell, Stephen, the entire package fell.
No, David Campbell backed the Ulster Unionist Party in 2005, backed the Mays Conflict Centre.
Because it was part of a package which included the National Sports Stadium, and when the sports stadium fell, the entire package fell.
But you're either for it or against it. Whether it was part of a package or not, you're either for it as a point of principle, or you're against it as
it
a point of principle.
It was part of a package.
Did he get it wrong?
It was part of a package, and when the big part of the package, the central part, the National Sports Stadium, when it fell, the whole deal fell.
Okay, so if this was part of a package, it would be acceptable to you now?
Well, we're beyond there, Stephen. We're not going to have a national sports stadium at the Mays anymore. Okay. So we've moved on. We've moved on 8 years, and the position we're in at the moment is that I am saying a lot of people are coming to us to express the opinion that they don't think it is appropriate to build it at the Mays. They're also expressing huge frustration.
But there's where you're in big trouble, Mike Nesbitt, already this morning. Because, you see, you're saying that people are coming to you and they are saying that it is unacceptable, all right? And that you're backing them.
Yeah.
And yet you're saying David Campbell got it right in 2005 when he backed it being there because it was part of a package.
Yeah.
How on earth does playing football in a stadium take away any of the distress from those victims?
Stephen, he's chaired.
No, he backed it.
He chaired a development body.
The UUP backed it.
He chaired a development body which came up with a set of proposals at the heart of which was the National Sports Stadium. When it fell, the whole package fell.
Doesn't matter.
Can we move on to 2013? And in 2013, there are a significant number of victims, innocent victims, the people who paid the highest price to get us where we are today, who are saying we are not against a peace centre, but we are against building it at the Mays. They need a voice. What is wrong with giving them a voice?
Edwin Poots?
I think Mike is being totally disingenuous. I think the Ulster Unionist Party is being hypocritical. And it really is backward, regressive politics that the Ulster Unionist Party is engaging in. I sat on the Mays panel with David Campbell, who chaired it. And indeed, there was two Ulster Unionist representatives on it at that time. And they were very, very keen to drive forward the Mays project. In fact, I can recall a meeting taking place and Sinn Féin and myself were having a very strong head-to-head on things. And David Campbell at one point saying, it will look really bad in Northern Ireland if the British government have given us 350 acres of land and all that we're prepared to do is let it grow dingleweed. And ultimately, that's where Mike wants to take us back to. And that's where the Australians wants to take us back to, because they know full well that there has to be an agreed way forward on this site. And they found an agreed way forward on this site. And now that they have recoiled from that agreed way forward. And what we want to do is to ensure that the site is used in a way which doesn't glorify terrorism, which actually identifies that violence is wrong. And let's be honest, if anybody thinks for one second that, first of all, the DUP are going to sign up to spend £18 million on something which is about glorifying terrorism, which is about commemorating Bobby Sands, and they must be on another planet.
Well, Geoffrey Donaldson, but it's, well, hold on a minute.
The European Union is going to pay £18 million to do that. They must be on another planet.
Yeah, but telling
really, it is abusing the victims of Northern Ireland by putting a spin on it that this is about commemorating terrorists, about remembering prisoners, about all of that. Yeah. This is about remembering people who lost their lives. It's about remembering people who actually lost their limbs in the Troubles.
But Edwin,
I'm saying to other people in the world that this is wrong and it's not a route that we should be going down.
But you use the word glorify. Would it be acceptable for you for the story of Bobby Sands to be told?
In terms of what happened at the Peace Conflict Centre, that will not be telling the story of Bobby Sands. This is two different things. We have a conflict resolution centre proposed. That is what that is about. That is what that £18 million is about.
So at the listed prison site nearby, are you saying that Bobby Sands' story will be banned from being told at the prison site?
At this stage, there is no decision on what we do with the listed building site.
Yes, the retained site, the retained prison site.
The listed buildings, which were listed under the Ulster Unionist Party and which were supported by the Ulster Unionist Party, the only party to oppose the listing was the DUP. But the listed buildings, there is no decision as to what they are actually going to be used for. The Conflict Resolution Centre is on a separate site, on a 360-acre site, which is twice the size of Belfast City Centre, by the way. So that is a separate thing, which is there to have an international peace and conflict resolution centre, which identifies that the root of terrorism is wrong, and we want to help people move away from terrorism. We want to help people move to peace. So let's get the facts out here instead of being wholly disingenuous and, in fact, quite untruthful about things.
Well, I will let Mike Nesbitt respond.
Whoa.
Go ahead, Mike. You can respond.
Well, I think Edwin is really pushing the envelope there, because I think he came very, very close to accuse me of lying.
I didn't accuse you, Mike. I said people are being untruthful because they're saying we're spending £18 million glorifying Bobby Sands, which is a downright lie.
Well, you also said, Edwin, that you said...
Yet.
I think you also said, Edwin, that the Ulster Unionist Party would like to see the site go to dingo weed or whatever form of weed you were talking about there. I said at the very, very beginning, the first thing I said is we do want to see the development of the May site, and we welcome, for example, the Balmoral Show moving down to that site. We are reflecting and giving a voice to people who are against building that centre at the Maze. You have already brought up the name Bobby Sands. I think if we were talking about the Peace Building Centre at the Crumlin Road where I would like it, or at the Titanic Quarter where others would prefer to see it, we wouldn't be bringing up the name Bobby Sands. We would be talking about victims rather than victim makers. The other issue that I have, Stephen, is that we know that victims were consulted about this peace centre, and we know because I attended the one session, and I can tell you it was extremely divisive, and it was all about the venue rather than whether or not we should have a peace centre. We also know that OFMDFM paid a company called Colliers to do market research, but they won't publish that research. They won't tell us what the people told Martin McGuinness and Peter Robinson about a peace centre. We don't have access to the business plan, and yet we are told that they are prepared to see it run at a cost to the taxpayer of £2 million, a £2 million loss in the first 3 years. There isn't any openness and transparency about this. A lot of victims are frustrated by that, and we are going to give them a voice by saying you may sign a petition if you so wish. That is not abusing victims. That is giving them a voice.
And Mike, who was it that emptied the Maze prison in the first place? Who was it actually agreed to actually let the prisoners all out of the jail in the first place? Only the Ulster Unionist Party. So it's a bit late in the day to be jumping on the bandwagon.
We rolled our sleeves up, Edwin. We got involved in bringing peace to this country in 98 while you stood at the gates shouting abuse as a party, not you individually.
I opposed the release of prisoners, yes.
How many would be in prison in 2013,
I'm not apologetic for emptying the Mays prison. You might want to defend it.
I'll tell you what, Edwin Pooch, you're still working the outworkings of that agreement. You're in a power-sharing agreement now, the outworkings of that agreement, and you're very happy to take your ministerial salary, and you're very happy to take your job, and you're very happy to be power-sharing with Sinn Féin.
I'm not very happy to be power-sharing with Sinn Féin at all. I do a job that I have to do, and what we are doing is actually pulling back from what the Ulster Unionist Party originally signed up to and making the best of it, because Northern Ireland was left in a very poor place whenever the DUP actually got the largest party back in 2005. And that was an important task that we had to do, and we done it.
I'm being reminded, Stephen, that the buildings were listed actually under direct rule, not by us, and that two DUP ministers failed to delist it in the intervening period. Was Edmund, were you one of them?
Yes, I was one of the ministers who actually looked at this.
Why didn't you delist it then?
If anybody knows anything about these things, they would know that legally it is very difficult to delist these.
Was it impossible?
I think that it is such that the advice was very clear that we would lose a judicial review where we would down that route.
Did you try?
Now Mike Nesmith might.
Did you try?
Mike and Nesbitt might like the
Did you try?
I think I'll answer the question, Mike. You've interrupted me three times here. You might like to go down the route of embarrassing unionists by engaging in failures, engaging in campaigns which are destined to lose. And that's something you might want to do. I don't believe in going down routes of cul-de-sacs that you're destined to lose. I think that unionism has had enough of that over the past 40 years. I like to look for victories. And in this particular situation, once the buildings were listed and the Ulster Unionist Party agreed with the listing, they didn't contest the listing, the DUP did.
Well, once Edwin, I'll stand listed, on principle whether I win or lose. Principle is more important to me than...
The principle of letting the prisoners out of jail in the first place, the principle of not actually opposing the listing of the prison, that sounds like great principles to me. Once the buildings were listed, our focus was wholly and completely on ensuring that they couldn't be used and wouldn't be used for what you're talking about, the glorification of terrorism. We will not allow that to take place. There'll be no commemoration parades at the Mays. There'll be no remembrance parades at the Mays. There'll be no remembrance rallies. And if I want to talk about shrines, there's lots of shrines along the roadsides in Northern Ireland that Republicans have put up. What is the Roads Minister, Danny Kennedy, your minister, doing to have those shrines removed, those existing shrines? Not the ones that you're imagining, the ones that are there in reality.
Have you brought that up at the executive?
That's a matter. The Ulster Unionist Party, it has been brought up. And you know full well that this is a problem, this is an issue that hasn't been dealt with by the Ulster Unionists. It has been raised with yourselves. Yeah. And you haven't done anything about the removal of the shrines along the roadsides which your party has responsibility for.
Have you brought it up at the executive?
Mike, what is your party doing to remove the shrines at the roadsides that Republicans have erected across Northern Ireland? I was to Castlewell recently and saw one. There's lots of them in Newry Armagh constituency, lots of them in Fermanagh and different places, Tyrone, and there's nothing being done about it. Why is your minister not doing anything about the shrines that exist if you're concerned about shrines?
Bring it up with the executive and I'm sure the minister will look at it.
Mike,
raise the issue. I'll certainly speak to Danny about it now that you've raised it. Not a problem.
Why are you not answering this issue?
Well, he's just replied to you.
There's existing shrines.
He's just replied to you, and he said that if you...
Were you not aware of this?
No, I wasn't, and now that you brought it up, I've said what I'll do. And why don't you bring it up with the executive? Isn't that not the place to debate something like this?
Can I move this on? Hold on.
That the leader of the Ulster Unionist Party in Northern Ireland is not aware that there are shrines on the roadsides in Northern Ireland. That is something that would indicate...
We've moved a long way from giving a voice to victims over the issue of
From the people
right.
from Manitou
so can I, can I come back to this centre, Edwin, and explain this to me? Because this centre would be visited by people from all over the world, OK? Now, are you suggesting that when they visit this centre and the story of what happened here is to be told. Are you suggesting that Bobby Sands is not mentioned?
Let's just be absolutely clear. This centre is separate from the listed buildings. So the Peace and Conflict Centre is
It's within the same site. The former Mays site. The former Mays jail.
It is on a 360-acre site, twice the size of Belfast city centre. So this is something which is separate from the prison. How the prison is used, the listed buildings are used, is a separate matter. What we're talking about here is a conflict resolution centre. A conflict resolution centre is about identifying how we can participate internationally in encouraging other people to desist from getting into conflict situations, not to be involved in terrorism. We'll be identifying that Northern Ireland made a huge mistake in allowing 3,500 people, 3,500 of its people to be killed.
Okay, and so that I'm clear.
Of people injured.
And so that I'm clear.
Of years spent wasted in jail.
And so that I'm clear. And so that I'm clear, Edwin. Would you not tolerate any mention of Bobby Sands at that centre? Is that what you're saying?
That's not what the centre is about. The centre.
Yes, but is it a yes or no? Is Bobby Sands to be mentioned at that centre, or would the DUP refuse to accept that?
I think if you have a centre and you're talking about troubles, you will talk about the entirety of the troubles. So you'll not say, we'll talk about the entirety of the troubles and exclude one thing. But this is not about Bobby Sands. This is about just as much and perhaps considerably more. It'll be as much about the victims of the troubles.
Okay.
It's about the people who lost their lives, about the people who lost their limbs. And indeed, it'll be about people who lost many years of their life because they got caught up and paramilitary organisations and made wrong decisions in their own lives, and how we can encourage people in parts of Africa, Asia, Middle East and other places not to engage in such activity.
And Sinn Féin are going to agree to that, are they?
Of course they'll agree to it. That is what a peace and conflict resolution centre is about. It is not about some glorification of terrorism, and that's why it is disingenuous for other parties to put this about that we're spending £18 million on something which is about glorifying terrorism, far from the truth.
So you think Sinn Féin is going to agree that the IRA campaign was pointless, do you?
What Sinn Féin will agree to is a matter for you to ask Sinn Féin. But let me be absolutely clear.
But they have a veto too, Edwin. That's how OFM DFM works. Like I hear yes, Peter Robinson, your leader, talking about nothing will go on at the Mays site without his approval. Let me just remind him and you, nothing will go on at that Mays site without Martin McGuinness's approval.
I very well understand the veto, and that's why we need to arrive at agreement on things in Northern Ireland. And whilst it's very difficult to work with Sinn Féin, and that's something that we have huge problems with. They still represent 30% of the population, so we will work with them on that basis. But in terms of how do you actually move forward on a conflict resolution centre, it can't be something which is about glorifying terrorism.
So imagine the tour guide is at the retained building, right? Well, how far would you go? What would be tolerable to you for them to say that would give an accurate portrayal of what actually happened here?
Well, you're back to an issue that hasn't been decided upon yet as to how we'll actually use the listed buildings. There isn't even agreement that there could be tours or anything like that.
Tours already exist there, do they not?
That isn't something that we have done.
But it's already happening. Republicans are already bringing people there on tours, aren't they? Do you not know about that?
Oh, I've certainly facilitated people who have wished to go in and they've had a very enjoyable time, but it has been for people's own interpretation of things.
So you have tolerated and you have facilitated Republicans taking people on those tours, have you?
But we have facilitated people going on tours. So I know people, many people from a unionist background who went on tours.
Yeah.
And so we
and you haven't fought against it.
But it hasn't been agreed that site is going to be opened up as a tourist centre. And that's not what we're talking about here. What we're talking about this morning is a conflict resolution centre, which is separate from the Mays prison buildings, and that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, but
and we need to be very clear.
But it's easy then, isn't it? Because at present, it's easy, Edwin, because at present you're facilitating and bringing people to tell your interpretation, the union's interpretation of what happened, and you're acknowledging that the other side can do the same, and you know that they're telling a very different story. Well, and that's happening now, isn't it? You're accepting that now.
No, there isn't a unionist or Republican interpretation of the mayors taking place at all.
Well, your version of what happened and their version of what happened is different.
It would be, yes, but anybody who's been showed around the facility is being showed around it in a completely anodyne way. So it is not being done in a way which is saying...
An anodyne way? What's anodyne mean?
In a way which is neither a Republican or unionist.
Well, how do they tell the story then? Are they telling these people?
Well, perhaps, Stephen, I think it'd be a good idea if you to come up and visit it. Perhaps you want to bring your TV programme up.
I'll be up there. Let me.
And hear what the story is, because there is an absolute wonderful opportunity.
I'd need to go twice, wouldn't I?
Thousands of jobs. To bring hundreds of millions of pounds of investment in Northern Ireland. Mike knows, because he's not stupid, and I'll give him that. Mike knows full well that we can only do this on an agreed way forward, and he knows full well that agreed way forward, that the Conflict Resolution Centre is part of it, and he also knows full well that a Conflict Resolution Centre is not about glorifying terrorism. And it'd be good if Mike would actually say that this morning, that it isn't about glorifying terrorism, that a Conflict Resolution Centre will actually be about identifying how others don't engage in the troubles and how others don't get themselves into the mess that Northern Ireland got itself into.
Mike Nesbitt, how would you respond to the Deputy First Minister who tweeted yesterday, Martin McGuinness tweeted, Ulster Unionists joining forces with UKIP and Jim Allister to oppose the new Peace Centre. My oh my, how the once mighty have fallen.